Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a very ominous thing happening in the background that I want you to know about and keep an eye on. The Republicans in the state legislature, the corrupt, gerrymandered, illegitimate state legislative majority, they have threatened, and they are about to bring a lawsuit against Doug LaFollette, our Secretary of State. And they're doing it to force him to certify and send to Congress a demand by the Republicans in the legislature for a national legislative constitutional convention. What's that all about? There is an article in the Constitution, it goes back to the 1700s, that says if two-thirds of the state want to get together again to redraft the Constitution, they can. This is back in the 1780s, when people looked at that and thought, okay, well, we'll see how this goes. And if we don't like it, we'll just get back together and write a new Constitution. Maybe what Madison and Jefferson and Monroe and the rest of them, what George Washington and Benjamin Franklin did, will turn out to be no good. Well, it turned out to be very good because it's lasted. George Washington became president in 1788, and it's lasted now till 2022. These people on the right, and it's not just Trump, want to invoke that old provision from the 1700s and redo the Constitution. And you may be laughing. Don't laugh. I'm not kidding. This is the warning. I'm giving you a warning. Remember Paul Revere? One if by land, two if by sea. The British are coming. Remember that? Well, this is a warning to you now. There are 50 states. It would take 34 of them to call a new constitutional convention. Right now, something like 28 or 9 of them have done that. These are gerrymandered, illegitimate legislatures in red states. And what would happen if there is a convention? It would meet in Las Vegas or Mar-a-Lago. There'd be lobbyists. There'd be food, there'd be drink, be like a convention. And they'd all sit down and go through the Constitution again. And they go, well, you know, Alexander Hamilton wasn't that smart. Thomas Jefferson wasn't all that smart. James Madison isn't what he was cracked up to be. Benjamin Franklin wasn't that smart. George Washington wouldn't get into West Point today. We're smarter than they are. We're going to redo the Constitution. Under Scott Walker, the gerrymandered legislature passed a demand that he signed off on. Initially, the Republicans in the state Senate wouldn't agree, and then they knuckled under. And the issues that they want to redraft the Constitution on are a balanced budget amendment, so that every year it has to be balanced, every year, term limits for members of Congress, and limit federal powers. Go back to the primacy of the states. But we didn't really have a foreign policy in 1788 other than stand up to the British and welcome French support. There are no nuclear weapons. We are now the most powerful country in the world. We cannot have gerrymandered red state legislatures running the United States through the sneaky backdoor way of doing it. If you demanded a balanced budget every year, you would come down in the first year to this. Do we keep our defense budget or do we get rid of Medicare? Do we keep our defense budget or get rid of Social Security? This is an attempt by the Republican Party to get rid of Medicare and Social Security. Put older folks back in poverty the way they were before Roosevelt, living in huts, very little food, unless they have kids. And you laugh, you know, you may say, come on, Matt, that couldn't happen. I'm telling you, it's happening in front of your nose. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. First you have gerrymander, then they call for a constitutional convention. And they say, we're not going to redo the First Amendment. Oh, except maybe to put a little tail on it that says, accept that, and then put in this, the junk we want. And the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, you know, and you have some people on the Democratic side who are really dumb. And they go, yeah, we should have a constitutional convention and have a constitutional prohibition on Citizens United. Are you kidding me? The minute this constitutional convention is convened and you have a corrupt Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, 6-3 Republican, that is on track to strip our democracy through the judiciary. They're not elected. They're very young, many of them. And they were illegitimately confirmed, one of them in the lame duck, by a president who had just lost an election, and they were voted on by senators who were either retiring or were beaten. But in November, December time period, they could do it before they're thrown out in January, and we're supposed to put up with this? This is very, very dangerous. They're talking about in 2021 Assembly Joint Resolution 2. If this gets sent to the Congress, that would mean that I think, depending on the number, 29 or 30 states would have certified it, and you only need 34. And then there has to be a convention. Who do you think is going to dominate that convention? The January 6th mob, Trump? This is happening to our country. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's silent. It only has to, in the presidential sense, creep in six states. Ours is one of them. You're not going to have an army out there saying that we're going to put in a fascist government. You will have lawyers who are silent with briefcases doing it. The weakness in the Constitution was the non-elected judiciary. Any judge worth his salt would put an end to this by saying, look, the first state to ratify this was a long time ago, and there's a whole bunch of different hodgepodges of what they want, and we need, from an equitable point of view, this is going to happen. It has to happen within, say, a two-year period or a one-year period, and it has to be coherent. They're going to stretch this out for 20 years. Fascists are on the move in the Republican Party. And if you don't understand that and you don't believe it, you're like a bird on a fence waiting to be shot. Okay? I'm telling you that. I'm telling you that. They're going to sue Doug La Follette. Doug will stand tall, a good man, running for re-election. But 4-3, the Republican State Supreme Court may uphold them. And 6-3, the Republican U.S. Supreme Court may uphold them. And judges will have been the ones that tear down our Constitution. Be very aware of this. And that's why I say the February and April primary and general election